Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. It's been in my heart to do a show about the universal laws, but I wanted to break them up into tiny little shows. I did a show on all the universal laws in one show, and I thought, let's just break it up, because I think what I'm sensing in my sessions and working with clients and the conversations I'm having is that we need to revisit the laws of the universe. And what I'll say about the laws of the universe is you'll find them in every spiritual tradition. And maybe they've been buried in some dogma, but underneath, a lot of the religion is the universal laws. I think that these are just fundamentals. So let's start with the universal law of oneness. I'll go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do extraordinary things. If you'd like to do something extraordinary in your life, I would love to support you in doing it. I want your wildest, most amazing, most impossible dream to be your reality, and I want to help you do that. Information on my services can be found at my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter and you'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week. All right, let's talk about the law of oneness. So it's pretty simple. We're all one. We're one with God. We're one with each other. And why this one is so important is because often I see it a lot in session. If people are judging other people, negative judgment sucks, and it's not the best choice to make in our lives. But more so, what I see is people who do a lot of judging of others, on some inherent level, because of the law of oneness, they assume subconsciously, it's all very subconscious, I believe, They assume others are judging them that way as well. And so then they hold back and they don't do what they need to do, or they get really focused on other people, or they gossip, or all of those things. And so the law of oneness, simply put, we are all one. We are one with God. We are one with each other. There's no difference between any of us. It's the same energy. And we all have the same godlike power to do really miraculous things here on the earth, to co-create really miraculous things here on earth. And so while we live in a world that's going to tell us that we're all different and these things and this thing and this thing, and believe me, I'm on my soapbox about the things that matter to me as well, but at the end of the day, we're all one. And so think of this in terms of the way you treat yourself is the way you're going to treat others. That's the law of oneness. I'll say that a lot with, I was talking to a client a couple of days ago, and she's like, well, Amy, I'm really appreciative of other people. I just don't know how to be appreciative of myself. And I said, well, honey, I think you might be giving yourself too much credit on that appreciation of others if you can't appreciate yourself on some level. You can't give to others what's not within you, right? And so be willing to be kinder, more loving to yourself so that you can be more loving and kinder in the world. And as a result of that, the oneness, the connection between us, let that motivate you, right? If you are maybe paying a bill, see that paying of the bill as not just whatever service you're paying for, or whatever product you're paying for, but see that that not only benefits you, but it also benefits all those involved with that. We are really all connected. So the law of oneness again states that we are all one. We are all one. We are one with God. Treat yourself and treat others the way you'd want to be treated, the way you want others to treat others. And we can start to create a really beautiful, more harmonious energy on this planet. So celebrate yourself, celebrate others' wins, celebrate, because celebration, when we infuse that energy into the energy of oneness, we all then are celebrating. We're not fighting. We're not gossiping. We're not being mean to each other. We're not judging. We're not being hateful. And right now, more than anything, if you've been tuned into the news and what's going on and the cases and trials that are going on, return to a state of oneness and see that we're all in this together. We really are. All right, my loves. Adore you. Law of oneness. Pretty easy concept. We are all one. Be mindful. Be mindful. Be mindful. Take care of yourself. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. You can book a session. Check out the Activate Intuitive Coaching package. And then sign up for my newsletter. Thank you for listening to this program.